This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The day before the 75th anniversary of D-Day, those who took part in the invasion of the French coast have been honored in southern England. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Near where thousands of troops launched the invasion, it was an international celebration. World leaders marking the start of Europe's liberation from the Nazis. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic in the war and said many thought D-Day's 60th anniversary commemoration might be the last one.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient.
An unusually personal note from the Queen, who said thank you to a crowd including several hundred World War II veterans. The number of D-Day vets is dwindling, and 94-year-old Donald Hitchcock says it's on each one to keep the memories going.
Let us live on, because we forget, we will not forget.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Top U.S. and Mexican officials are meeting in Washington about President Donald Trump's threatened 5% tariff on imported products from south of the border. Mr. Trump is demanding Mexico do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants headed towards the United States. In Ireland, the president said he doesn't think the tariffs will hurt American companies.
Mexico has to step up, and if they don't, tariffs will go on, and if they go high, the companies are going to move back into the United States. That's all. It's very simple.
Opposition Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the tariffs would hurt Americans.
Not to be punishing Mexico, because in punishing Mexico, we'll be punishing America as well.
Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Protest leader